All right, it's Rob Scary Show. You all know this beautiful face, this beautiful woman. We call her Cat Z. She's gorgeous. Okay? She's gorgeous. She's a PYT. Take it away, PYT, with your denim jacket.
All right. So, as you know, Beyonce has once again has made Bay controversy. Controversy. That's the term.
Controversy. Oh, controversy. Bay. Okay, I like that. Okay.
And people of the Beehive, the Beehive, were all up in Rachel Roy's grill yesterday. A bunch of bees, a bunch of women, a bunch of, you need to stop messing around with men that are taken, especially that belong to Beyonce. Oh. And she's like, all right, you're not only attacking me, you're attacking my children.
Uh-oh.
And there's no proof and there's no truth to anything. It's all rumors and
innuendo.
She doesn't even use a actual person's name. And you got to stop bullying me.
Oh, bullying.
And bullying my children.
Nobody wants bullying.
So now everyone has switched their attention and their motive onto Rita Ora.
Oh.
Who posted a picture of herself with the top that had two lemons on the areola area with a necklace with the letter J.
Oh.
And yesterday wore the exact same outfit that Beyonce wore in her Formation music video.
Oh.
So now everyone is beating up and looking up Rita Ora.
But I think maybe Rita Ora welcomed this because she wants that publicity.
Well, let's say this: Rita Ora was signed with Roc Nation. Rita Ora sued Roc Nation for not giving the attention to her that she needed for her albums and her music.
Uh-huh.
So,
you know, that
known
means
as Jay-Z's protege, the upcoming next Riri.
You know what that means? That means Jay-Z, this is my...
Jay-Z just hooks up with everybody.
This is my theory, my speculation. It's not... There's no truth. I have no evidence of this, but here's what I think. I think Jay-Z was like, hey, Rita, you're the greatest. Come over here and play with my pee-pee. And he used her, violated her mouth, her every cavity on her, and then she expected to be Rihanna.
Yeah.
She expected to be Umbrella. She expected to be all of these things, and none of it came true. So, and at the end of the day, she probably made a lot of noise, and then he told Beyonce, hey, I just need to tell you something. This big mouth mother effer is going to start telling people that I was doing things with her, which I did, and I'm sorry, and please love me. So Rita probably never came out because, remember, here's the thing. Once the guy spills the beans, there's nothing left. Mm-hmm. So once that secret is let out, once that, hey, if you don't do this, I'm going to tell. Once that's gone, you have no more leverage.
Yeah.
The game's up. So once that you use that, that's it. So if you have a relationship, rather it's a criminal relationship, rather it's a sexual relationship, whatever relationship you have with someone and it's predicated off of a secret, that relationship is done once that secret is out.
Yep.
So Rita Ora was like, I'll tell people, I'll tell this, I'll tell that. He obviously told, if this is all true, he obviously told Beyonce what happened. That's why Beyonce wrote about it. But ultimately, she never came out and said anything because that's it. It's over. Now, that's my theory.
Yeah.
Based on information you're telling me. But then here's the only, I find, chink in the armor. It doesn't match up with the concept of Beyonce's sister kung fu chopping Jay-Z in the elevator at a fashion show where Damon Dash's then wife, who Jay-Z is rumored to have been with, was at, mm-hmm. and Beyonce's sister confronted her, and then confronted, like, that whole concept, if that never was it, then the Rita Ora thing is kind of a weird, unless he was doing her, he was doing the Ray girl, he was doing all these.
Roy. Let's not get it mixed up.
Reed, whatever her name is, Roy, yeah.
All right. Michael Strahan is leaving Live next month. He was supposed to stay all summer.
Okay.
With all the tension, he is now leaving next month.
Okay. How did that, in the green room, we saw on our TVs, mm-hmm. Kelly Ripa talking. Did you have a chance to listen to what?
I have not.
When I was looking at the video, it seems like she's putting on a good face of like, oh, hey, you know.
Well, from what you said yesterday of how they really don't like each other, apparently, mm-hmm. everyone can put on a good face.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of working with people you don't like. That's it. But yeah, so he is leaving next month. Nick Gordon is back with Dr. Phil since the Bobby Christina death. He is being interviewed on Bobby and Whitney Houston's death the months prior, and how Bobby Christina was on drugs and doing drugs before Whitney's death even occurred.
I think we all knew that. I think that was the general consensus.
But he is just refreshing his mind because Dr. Phil, you know, is the one that helped Nick Gordon get into rehab and get better. That will air April 28th and 29th on TV Guide.
I'm not a big fan of Dr. Phil.
Nope, that's why he's on TV Guide.
Yeah, he must have pissed off Oprah, or TV Guide is paying him money, because you would think Oaks would have brought him on her own network, the OWN, or if he was hip and cool enough, he would have gone into syndication and stayed on the channel that they were all on when Oaks, because he was on a normal channel.
On Fox or ABC.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so Iggy Azalea doesn't want to be called a Becky. Now, I always remember Becky being the term that you use for the girl that you don't want to be with, but I guess there's a different meaning to it for everybody. And a Becky is someone that you consider, that you name a typical white girl that is a suburban or a valley girl and a very, you're all natural, yuppie white girl. Or you use in reference of oral sex. I always thought it as
I don't know any of these things.
I always remember calling a Becky when I was younger, the girl, the chubby girl that no one wanted to hook up with, because Becky was that kind of name that was made for.
Yeah, well, Becky is a horrible name. It's almost as bad as Patty.
But he is, Elliot says, don't, hey mate, don't call me Becky, mate.
Well, now, my beautiful,
lovely,
beautiful, lovely, gorgeous woman.
Mm-hmm.
in that aspect, then the Rita Ora thing makes sense because
no, it would make more sense to Rachel Roy because Rita Ora is half. Rachel Roy is a white girl.
Well, she is
really tan.
Oh, she looks black.
Well, so does Kim Kardashian, but that's just lots of bronze,
okay.
Lots of tanning.
Okay. All right.
But
okay, then I guess. Yeah, then
so
it's
the big
mystery. It's still the magic mystery.
I mean, then I'm like thinking, I'm like, what white chicks do they have in Roc Nation? What white chicks do they have? Because if that is it, because this is the funny thing. Iggy Azalea goes, you don't want to call all Asian women meanly, and you don't want to call all black women shaneme. And I'm like, no one ever uses that term. But everyone uses the term Becky, and that was for a wide spectrum thing that everyone, I guess, doesn't really know the meaning on.
See, now, when we have our new system, and I'm not going to go into it right now,
yeah.
But when we have our new system, imagine, I know when I was talking about it yesterday, you weren't real happy. I think you're over being the pop culture host, but when we have the system, imagine I pushed a button and now we have a picture of the Rachel girl and Rita Ora, and we're dissecting who's whiter. Who's...
No, we need to dissect who's whiter. Little Kim
or Little Kim.
Or Beyonce.
Or Beyonce.
I think it's Beyonce.
See, that would be a good segment for your show.
Yeah.
Who's a whiter black girl? And then you put up the pictures.
But it's so true. Right.
Who's a whiter black girl and who's a blacker white girl? And then you put up, you know, Kim Kardashian. So you just kind of then do the things like that.
Rachel and Doinzy.
Yeah, whatever. Rachel DeZoisy. And then you could put up the white guys and put a picture of Machine Gun Kelly, Eminem, Eddie Hung. Ugh. The blackest Chinaman in the world. He's like, yo, what's up?
Oh,
and you're like,
boy.
Dude, you're Chinese.
Like, I would I would rather hang out like for a week with Eminem and deal with that than hang out a week with Eddie Hung and deal with that. No, thank you. Wrap it on Chinese food. I don't.
Yo, what's up? You want some Goo Goo Gai Pan? What's up?
Thank you. All right, so Beyonce got photoshopped. So, in support of Womanade, W Magazine posted on their Instagram, "We love you, B. You're a girl. Pick from 2011. And everyone went, that's not what she looks like. She's curvy. She embraces her curves. And you made her skinny, and you made her have no butt. Which is true. Because as far as I know, when Jay-Z got with her, her body changed. Ever since, like, 2008. All right, sports news.
The way my hair is, take a look in the...
I know, I've been staring at it, and I go, I don't know what you did, but that does not look like the hair that J.O. gave you.
But look, and it looks like my head's deformed, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is?
I really don't know how to style your
hair. You know what it is? The headphones.
Oh.
So, look. The headphones rest here.
Well, then maybe you should put the headphones like this. So
well, the big shot radio guys, they don't wear headphones. They're like earbuds. Mm-hmm. So they go in the ears. So they don't have the big thing on their heads. I'm not a big shot radio guy. I'm a podcaster.
But you can be.
Like
so.
David Gregory that's on CNN. And Wolf Blitzer had David Gregory on. And he's talking and... He gets done with this thing, and Wolf Blitzer goes, "Don't forget, you can listen to David Gregory's podcast every day." And I go, "I got a podcast. He's supposed to be a big shot. He's got what I got. That's David Gregory." And then I went into a whole bit about, you know, living in Washington, D.C. Go ahead.
Oh, you and living in – oh, my God. All right. Sports news. Johnny Manziel has officially been indicted on domestic violence.
That's him.
He is now going to face the criminal justice jury. Or criminal justice case. And I didn't mean it like that. And have a prosecutor prosecute him on
criminal justice jury.
Sebastian is his girlfriend's head in a vehicle dashboard. The internet.
All right, that's him. Hope he goes to jail for 100 years. Next.
Kerr is named the NBA Coach of the Year, bringing the Warriors a 73 winning streak.
He was a Bulls player. It's I throw that out there.
I didn't even know he played basketball, but
yeah, Steve Kerr. He was kind of, if I recall, it was the Bulls. I'm making sure I talk about the term. I'm pretty sure it was the Bulls. He was almost like the sixth man, almost like that Odom type player for the Bulls. If I recall, that's what Steve Kerr was. Like the 3-point guy though, the little white guy that was making all the shots. Anyways, we'll see.
Chris Paul broke his hand during a guard move. The ball slapped on his hand and broke it, and now he's out and he has to get surgery. But the Clippers, they lost 98-84 against the Trailblazers.
Really? That's pretty wild, isn't it?
Like a flute accident. Just by a ball hitting your hand wrong, broke it. Weird. Craziness. All right, this is a funny story.
Not to interrupt, but yeah. He was at the Bulls from 93 to 98.
Yeah.
That's when I remember him. He was with the Suns. He started with the Suns for a year or two. Then the Cavaliers for 2 years. Then Magic, but the Bulls is when I remember Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
And it was 93-98, which was the run. So 93 they won it, and 98 they won it. So yeah, Kerr was with them when they won two championships. That's how I remember little Steve Kerr.
Aww.
All right, go ahead.
So Kevin Durant called Mark Cuban an idiot. Just a plain, plain, plain idiot, and that's it, and move on to the next question. Mark Cuban said that Kevin Durant is a superstar, and Russell Westbrook is only an all-star, but not a superstar, because Kevin Durant is the only superstar that the Thunder have. And he's like, you're an idiot. Next.
Not to jump back, Kerr is a six-time NBA champion.
Oh,
he's won it six times. So he won three with the Bulls, two with the San Antonio Spurs, and one as the head coach of the Golden State Warriors. So those are the things. So he's got three championships with Chicago and two with San Antonio. So yeah, Kerr was he was a really good coach, like I said, I remember Kerr in the Bulls run. He'd make those game-winning three-pointers and things of that nature. And yeah, Steve Kerr was a big deal. That was the 90s. I remember the 90s. All right, go ahead.
Final story.
All right, entertain me.
Jamarcus Russell says he'll work for free for Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. He'll be their water boy. He'll be their equipment holder, their ball handler. He'll do it all for free because he wants to be back. He hasn't played since 2009, and he's a big bust. And I know I did this story because you were like, Jamarcus Russell.
Remember, we talked about that.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I did this story. But yeah, so he was the number one pick in 2007, was a big bust, hurt himself, out, all that. Hasn't played since 2009. And now he says, Jerry Jones, I'll work for you for free.
Yeah, he was a monster bust. Monster bust. I met him. Because he was at the Raiders when Sapp's final year with the Raiders. And I used to hang out with Warren Sapp. And I went to the one game. We went to one in Oakland. And we did it. There was an after game party. And I met Jamarcus Russell in the, it was this black club. And when I walked in it was the music stopped. Like a real black club in Oakland. It was like wild. And here's white me. And it was like, I remember I had to go to the bathroom at one point in the club, and we're at the booths. Sapp's got all these booths, and I'm sit on the booth. So I'm not sitting in the the booth. I'm on the backrest, you know, being all cool next to Sapp. And I go, I gotta go to the bathroom. He's like, what you want from me? Where you go to the bathroom? And I go, where is it? He goes, over there. I go, I gotta walk. He goes, yeah, mother effer, walk. And I had to walk, like, through the dance floor of the club, and it was mob. And white me had to walk through this, just a sea of black hole. I'm like, oh, God, this is horrible. And I'm like, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. And I'm wedged, people dancing, all these hard, like, real black, like, not fake black people, like, real black people from Oakland, just. I'm like, excuse me, can I go? I just gotta get in here. And I remember just getting in the bathroom, like, oh my God. Oh, that was horrible. And going back and then going, I now get back.
Excuse me.
Yeah, you'd have laughed. That was,
oh my God.
And I met Jamarcus Russell. Oh. And I'm sitting there with Seth. I go, yo. That's your mind. He goes, you want me? You want me? Hey, yo, yo, shit, come here. And I'm like, oh, man. And he comes over because he was a rookie then. He's like, yo, this is my boy, Rob. I was like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, hey, what's up, man? I was like, hey, how you doing? The kicker, Jim Janikowski, there. The kicker, Janikowski, was there. Yeah. It was good time. But they sucked. The Raiders are horrible. Horrible. And Jamarcus was bad, so. All right.
My name is Katie. I'll see you all next week.
Tomorrow, well, I'm going to chat with them tomorrow a little. Because it's the end of the primary. I'm going to.
You're right. He'll give you updates on the primary or what?